The opening passage of the letter of the Ephesians is filled with theological content. It joyfully proclaims the mystery of our loving relationship with God through Jesus Christ. This passage, in fact, is rich in images, almost certainly drawn from the hymns and liturgy of the earliest Christian communities. It is fascinating to think of these early believers gathering together to proclaim the life-changing love of God. They encountered the love of God in Jesus Christ and in his message, and even before the writings of the New Testament were produced. Christians were already expressing their faith in hymns and in public liturgy. St. Paul incorporates these images and beliefs into his letters and expounds upon the meaning in light of the life of the community. We have the same task. Joyfully welcome the truth of Christ that is passed on to us and find ways to supply it to particular life of our communities. St. Paul says here that God's plan for the fullness of time is to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. A community of faith like this one, centered on a university, has a unique opportunity. Our study and research into the many disciples that make up the human life can be done in light of our faith that God is working in the world, that he will stimulate some and bring to fulfillment all things in Christ. So reflecting on that early community and how they express themselves, even without the scriptures that we have, is such a beautiful thought. We can imagine their belief in Jesus Christ, their joy at celebrating his death and resurrection, their knowledge of what he taught his people that was brought to them by the apostles and our Lord's disciples. It now gives us a chance to also share that joy of Christ, to share it with all the world and with your community here, that we do believe in God, that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has destined us for life as Christians and has expressed to us what that means, love of God and love of neighbor. Not selfish self-promotion and contentment, but the ability to do things for others and to be part of a community that wants to do them and to celebrate that community here in this university city. So I pray for you that you find life in the gospel here, in this church, in this university community that's built right around here with you, your leadership. I pray for you that you will be able to enkindle here a fire for love of Christ. It is not easy. We live in a very material world, as you know. You're caught in a tough year with this election. Doesn't make Christianity always the topic of discussion, unless it's negative, I guess. But it does give us an opportunity to share how we feel about our knowledge and life as Christians. We hear at the gospel this joyous occasion between Mary and Elizabeth. What it must have been like for two people who very strongly believed in God, whose lives were centered around the scriptures, the experience of their Jewish community, but the knowledge and love of God that covenant and that revelation that was so particular to them in preparation for the incarnation. We know the joy that they felt, and it's expressed clearly. It's come down to us through the millennia. This is a joy between two holy women. The Annunciation comes in a very holy moment for Mary. The Visitation comes at a moment in family with her cousin. A beautiful experience of a believing, strong family. We pray for that for all of our families. We pray for that for those we love, that have given us the faith, and that have taught us to live by it. And now we try to do that with strangers and others and friends. I appreciate your being here this evening. I ask for your prayers, too, as the Bishop of West Virginia. It's a very spread out diocese and quite diverse, I can assure you. but many wonderful people who constantly try to help one another. We recently experienced terrible floods in the South, and the people that tried to help, the people that came out of almost nowhere, just thousands, were really beautiful. And the communities that come into West Virginia throughout the year to help others, young people, is really beautiful. So please, hold on to your faith. You could even discover the joy of a Mary or Elizabeth. You could encounter that in your own lifespan, your own families. There is a joy to our faith that starts very, very early. Very early in the Christian community. Very early in our own Catholic community. Let us pray strongly for those who are willing to preach the gospel and serve Christ, and for those who assist them.